This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. For commentator and Hollywood writer John Ridley, Las Vegas has always been about adult entertainment, not triple X entertainment, but putting on a coat and tie and sipping a highball in the high limits pit of some super casino. But every December, the dealers exchange black ties and vests for black jeans and plaid shirts. Wayne Newton and Siegfried and Roy are replaced by Vince Gill and Tanya Tucker, because every December, the National Finals Rodeo takes place in Las Vegas.
Every year when I'm in town with the National Finals, I avoid it like, well, like a rodeo. But this year, I decided to quit being a familiar stranger and meet some genuine cowboys and cowgirls. The rodeo is a year-end gathering of the top 15 money earners in seven different categories from a circuit of rodeos held around the country. Often called the Super Bowl of rodeos, it's more like the World Series, with entrants competing over 10 days for a purse of more than $4 million. There are events like barrel racing, calf roping, bronc, and bull riding. Bull riding is a particularly tough event, unless you think there's something easy about straddling a cranky 2,000-pound animal while it thrashes you against the cold, hard sides of the tight metal chute you're both squeezed into. Then all you have to do, while the animal basically tries to kill you, is ride the thing for 8 seconds, holding on with one hand. Jesse Bale is a bull rider at the National Finals. He's all of 21.
Oh, heck, I guess I just grew up working to be a rodeo cowboy. The crowd makes it real exciting, and, you know, you go out there and make a 90-point ride and shoot. It's just great.
Even after only 3 years, he has his share of war stories.
Yeah, this summer I tore my hamstring, and shoot, I'd get off my bull and I'd take off running and fall down because my leg wouldn't run like it was supposed to. And yeah, it would have been smarter just to get healed up, but I'm young and I feel really good now again. Finally got plumb healed up, I think.
Helping to heal up the competitors is Dr. Tandy Freeman. As we toured the state-of-the-art medical bay, he explains how treating the rodeo athletes has evolved with the sport.
When this program started 21 years ago, the cowboy's idea of sports medicine was a bottle of aspirin and a six-pack, and if it wasn't better, then you go to the doctor. Every night there's somebody that'll just amaze and astound you if you pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah, amazing. And about as safe as storing gasoline in a toaster oven. So with the travel, the risk, why would anyone want to square off against an animal that's been bred to do nothing but hand a man a beatdown?
They say a lot about cowboys is, you know, we're too honest to steal and too lazy to work, so I kind of fit into that category.
It's your heart in the right spot. Pistol Pete Hawkins. Where the bird.
I always like to say, you know, bones heal, chick stick scars, glory is forever, but it's a little bit more than that, you know, I mean, especially here in Vegas, you know, I mean, we get treated like superstars. It's so common to be walking through your hotel and some kid or whoever asks for your autograph, you know, and you grow up all your life wanting to be famous, and for, 2 weeks out of the year, I come to Vegas and I get to live that dream, so, you know, that's one of the main reasons I always climb back on them.
That's horse, bud. 82 big one.
I figure the main reason is that nothing beats being a young cowboy, pockets swollen with freshly won prize money, hanging out in the city of sin. Stoney Field from the company Buckers.com clued me in.
It's just glamour and glitz, and if you've been out to the Gold Coast any nights, have you been there? There's a lot of people who wish to meet other people. That's a lot to envelop as a young man who's coming in here, and, you know, and they'll cash a check for you for $13,000 the night you win it.
Young guy in Vegas, all of a sudden you got $13,000 in your pocket.
Oh, yeah.
So one night I head down to the Gold Coast Hotel and Casino, purely for research purposes. What was billed as an awards ceremony for the evening's round winners is more like a El Dorado straight out of a John Ford film. Up on a small stage, a country band twangs to beat the devil, wailing on about busted love and broken hearts. They wail hard to be heard over the hoots and howls of men dressed in their best-pressed blue jeans, wool vest, and string ties. Curvaceous buckle bunnies are doing their version of Britney Spears gone south with a Mason-Dixon, on the prowl for the last good cowboy. All that jiggered together with a strong hit from a cold Coors makes the rest of Vegas feel like church bingo on a Sunday morning. But truth be told, much of the rodeo circuit is unabashedly Christian. Riders often pray before and after each go-round. At 47, barrel racer Janet Stover was counting on maturity and skill to win her first championship. And there was another thing she was counting on.
This morning we went to the church service and the sermon was on getting up and getting after it again. And I think that helped me more than anything. I kept saying, Jesus, take the reins because I'll mess up, but you won't.
But even faith is a poor match against the realities of time. That's something 37-year-old cowboy Bobby Hurley is coming to accept.
You know, it's getting close for me. My brain's there, but my body's not, you know? It's kind of where the point I'm getting to, and of course you see the young kids coming on that's just making it havoc on us.
Young kids make havoc on everybody.
Oh, I know.
If there's a way we could get rid of them,
I know.
I'd be all in favor of it, but there's nothing we can do.
That's exactly right. It'll be hard for me to sit in the bleachers. So I don't know if you heard of Chris Ledoux, his country western singer, but he had a song one time that said, I'd rather have 10 seconds in the saddle as years in the bleachers or something, you know. I forget how it went, but that's kind of the way you get.
He said life is just like riding bronks, it's a battle. Then he rolled a cigarette with shaky hands. Son, I'd gladly take 10 seconds in the saddle for a lifetime of watching from the stand.
But regardless of age or injury, in my time at the rodeo finals, I've come to believe that the cowboy spirit is real, not just the stuff of legend or the hokum of Marlboro ads. Cody Ohl was the dominant cowboy in calf and team roping. His earnings put him on track for the all-around world title. But in the second-to-last round of the calf roping, Cody gets hung up, takes a violent fall, and severely tears the tendons in his knee. Right about then, I would have bagged things and taken the money in hand. But the cowboy spirit would not let Cody quit. Cody claws for the calf, takes it by its legs. In obvious agony, he flips the animal as it fights back, ties off its legs. He throws up his arms in victory, then falls back in the dirt, unable to do anything but lie where he is and feel the pain.
I knew it was pretty severe. I mean, I could feel it, and the Lord was with me, and all the adrenaline rush going with it. You know, 17,000 people, it's hard just to give up.
17,000 rodeo fans act like they've just seen Jesus do the water wine thing. They take to their feet and hail their conquering hero. For National Finals rodeo official Cotton Yancey, Cody's performance is nothing less than inspirational.
Cody Ohl wasn't nothing but a pumping organ. That's all you could see, his heart. Hey, I don't care if you knew the sport or not. This evolved from what made this country what we are now. And it's still the same thing it was then. And that's what's so wonderful about it. I can't say enough about this sport.
Maybe I was just getting a high off a cocktail of sawdust and bull manure. But after hanging out with these icons of Americana, I couldn't help but get a Jones for climbing up on a horse, giving a yippee-ki-yay, and riding out into the ring. I asked bull rider Jesse Bale what he thought.
You think a guy like me could ever ride? I mean, I'm 36 years old, and I've never been on a horse. Do you think, I mean, if I, you know, talk to an official, maybe you could put in a good word for me. And seriously, do you think I have a shot?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You're a great guy. I love you. You're a great guy. You're too polite.
Maybe not for this car show. Probably, when in Vegas, I'll never do anything more daring than press a tie bet at the Baccarat table. But after spending a few days at the finals, the least I can do is give a tip of my 10-gallon hat to the cowboys and cowgirls of the rodeo.
John Ridley, a Hollywood writer and director, is author of the books Love is a Racket and Everybody Smokes in Hell.